WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 13 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high around 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Red Oak report the arrest earlier this morning of one person on drug charges. 19-year-old Christian T. Lemming of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 12:15 a.m. in the 1000 block of East Corning Street. Lemming faces charges which include possession of marijuana and possession of prescription medications. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. News time is 7:07.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor with another harvest coming to an end. We want to move some used combines. We've got a great selection of used combines on our lot, but it's time to change some inventory. Right now, we've got two 2010 New Holland CR9060s with just 400 hours. Along with that, we've got a 2011 New Holland CR9040 with just 200 hours. If you're not ready to make the move to a CR combine, we have a good selection of New Holland TR combines as well. For example, we've got a 2002 TR99 with 1600 hours. Everything's been through the shop and up in shape. Along with that, we have several different financing options. For example, we have a 30-month interest waiver, cash back discounts, or a fixed low rate with a term up to 84 months. And we're going to make it worth your time to come take a look. With our selection, the financing, and our motivation, now has never been a better time to get you upgraded. Call Rick, Chris, Lon, or myself at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
A single vehicle accident Tuesday morning in Montgomery County caused $5,000 damage, but no one was injured. The sheriff's office said 63-year-old Jeanette Otto of Henderson was traveling east on 150th Street at around 7:30 a.m. when the tires on the passenger side of her car left the pavement and entered a very minimal shoulder area. When Otto attempted to prevent the car from entering the ditch, she overcorrected and actually sent the vehicle into the ditch where it came to rest. The woman was checked for injuries at the scene by Red Oak Fire and Rescue, but did not require transport to the hospital, and there were no citations issued. The driver of one dump truck was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha Tuesday after the vehicle he was driving rear-ended another dump truck in Fremont County. Sheriff's officials say 47-year-old John Everett Minor of Emerson was flown from the scene near the intersection of 150th Street and 380th Avenue to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for treatment of serious injuries. The driver of the second truck, 24-year-old Jacob Ryan Minor of Red Oak, was transported by Shenandoah Rescue to the Shenandoah Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. Authorities say a 1996 Peterbilt dump truck driven by Jacob Minor was rear-ended by a 1994 Peterbilt dump truck driven by John Minor as Jacob was slowing down to turn north onto 380th Avenue from eastbound 150th Street. The accident remains under investigation. Two deer hunters have been charged with failure to obtain a hunting license and several other charges after they were involved in an accident. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Tuesday 21-year-old Robert McCauley and 27-year-old Derek Johnson were practice shooting with bows near Guthrie Center on November 10th when they saw deer crossing a nearby road. They were chasing the deer when McCauley tripped. His head struck his bow, cutting him above the left eye. Johnson ran into McCauley, pushing an arrow about 9 inches into his back. McCauley was hospitalized overnight, but later released. Both men were charged Tuesday. Other charges include failure to pay a habitat fee and failure to obtain a deer tag. Officers with the Atlantic Police Department had been keeping busy early this week. On Tuesday, they arrested 33-year-old Ryan Richards and 26-year-old Justin Knutson, both of Atlantic, on charges of theft in the fifth degree. Richards was also cited for criminal trespassing and subsequently released, while Knutson was booked into the Cass County Jail. And on Monday, 24-year-old Jonathan Pepe of Atlantic was arrested for driving while suspended. In addition, 33-year-old Essex Mullins of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the fifth degree, or shoplifting, if you will, and both were booked into the Cass County Jail. Members of the Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton Community School District's Boards of Education met Monday night in Exira for a joint meeting on the topic of reorganization. Exira EHK Superintendent Dean Schnoes said no action could be taken that evening due to a lack of a quorum from the EHK board. Schnoes said the meeting essentially turned into a work session which featured area education agency representatives Paula Vincent and Lane Plugey. Schnoes said that few members of the community showed up to listen as well and ask questions about reorganization and consolidation of the two school districts. He said the Q&A and discussion process won't stop with the most recent meeting.
And we're going to keep having community meetings. Every time we get some new information, we're going to keep putting it up on our website. We've started a section in our website that'll deal with, I think they're putting it on through Facebook and all that, to where questions come up, and hopefully we'll put the answers on there, and we'll keep sending out communication things. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of keep moving and answering questions and all that, so that once we can get the final petition put together and have the joint boards get together again and approve the petition and get it sent out, we're really hoping to try and get this done before January 3rd, if possible, because that would be our timeline to maybe put a vote in front of both communities by April.
And Snow says if other issues crop up, the vote might end up being pushed back until June of next year, but he hopes that doesn't happen.
You know, it's just there's a timeline, you know, of everything, so just trying to get everything put together, it's taking a little bit of time, and to get all the facts that you want to put out there so the people know what's going on is important.
KJAN News Time is 7:12.
This is Jay from Lindman Tractor with another harvest coming to an end. We want to move some used combines. We've got a great selection of used combines on our lot, but it's time to change some inventory. Right now, we've got two 2010 New Holland CR9060s with just 400 hours. Along with that, we've got a 2011 New Holland CR9040 with just 200 hours. If you're not ready to make the move to a CR combine, we have a good selection of New Holland TR combines as well. For example, we've got a 2002 TR99 with 1600 hours. Everything's been through the shop and up in shape. Along with that, we have several different financing options. For example, we have a 30-month interest waiver, cash back discounts, or a fixed low rate with a term up to 84 months. And we're going to make it worth your time to come take a look. With our selection, the financing, and our motivation, now has never been a better time to get you upgraded. Call Rick, Chris, Lon, or myself at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Sandra Miller, age 74, of Bennington, Nebraska, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Sandra Miller will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Evelyn Corey, age 99, of Panora, died Sunday. Services for Evelyn Corey will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donald Graybill, age 78, of Milford, died Saturday. Memorial services for Donald Graybill will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church in Milford. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne Darnold, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Villisca, died November 4th. Funeral services for Dwayne Darnold will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca. Ella Lauritsen, age 70, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ella Lauritsen will be held Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Catherine Goebbels, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Catherine Goebbels will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rich Robinson, age 69, of Spring Hill, Kansas, died November 21st. Memorial services for Rich Robinson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church. Bob Jamison, Jr., age 62, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bob Jamison, Jr. are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Dallas Westphalen, age 76, of Rural Atlantic, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Dallas Westphalen will be held at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic, with a date and time currently pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Cleo Larby, age 87, of Colorado and formerly of Manning, died Monday. Services for Cleo Larby are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.